Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus.
Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that runneth down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garment, even the dew of Hermon, and the dew that descendeth means to come down upon the mountains of Zion, for there Yah the Lord commanded the blessings, even life forevermore. Now I know why Jerusalem is important. I read to you, sheep, Psalms 133 in its entirety, verses 1 through 4. May our Heavenly Father give us understanding to His Word. Let's have a word of prayer. But first of all, let me just thank this song, Jesus is Love, written by, or it's my theme song by Lionel Richie, and that song just blesses me. I can hear it 1,000 times over and over and over, and it still blesses. The Holy Spirit seems to hit him right at the end, last minute or so of that song. Let's have a word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for your mercy and your kindness shown towards me and all the sheep in this past few weeks. In addition, thank you for allowing the world to know that we black folk whose foreparents were slaves in the United States of America and in the islands around the world are the children of Israel and not the Edomites as they claim. Thank you for allowing the Edomites to know this and the whole world to know that they are not your children, or that Jesus Christ was not an Edomite as they claim. Thank you, Father, for keeping natural disasters and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. And as always, thank you, Father, for allowing us sheep to have sane, sound mind and excellent health in unifying us. And I never thought would happen. Thank you for unifying us around the world. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, a.k.a. Jesus, or a.k.a. known as Jesus. And that's what the Edomites want us to think, that his name is Jesus when his name is Yeshua. But God knows he answers. He knows that we are praying to him, even though the devil will try to come in and intercede in that prayer. But Jesus, or Yeshua, knows that we are talking to him. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. The only day in the Bible that tells you to rest and keep holy. You read that in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. It's also found in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. Sabbath is observed starting Friday evening and ending Saturday evening. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And most sheep who listen to my program, the Feed My Sheep show, there are other Feed My Sheep programs, but you'll find me on the Feed My Sheep show, you know to have your three P's. Those are your pen, pencil, and paper. You might want to reference something that I have said. I have many things I want to say to you, as well as I want to go into a new book starting today. First, I want to mention the Feast of Yah the Lord. The Feast of the Lord and Yah the Lord, that's when you hold a convocation. And a convocation is gathering of the people on those days. Now, the blowing this month, it starts the blowing of the trumpets. In the Bible, it may be called a shofar. And this is the high Sabbath, the one that's coming. And that's an event that's leading to the coming of Yah, the Lord. That you'll find is on September the 14th and 15th. I urge you sheep who are not in the will of our Heavenly Father, change. And you make that change and mean it. And get baptized. That's the immersion into water. And make sure your pastor will say he'll baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. I was baptized that way many, many, many moons. Oh, past 40 years ago. So the summer feast, the blowing, is called Rosh Hashanah. Another name is the blowing of the trumpets. And that's, again, September the 14th through the 15th. And that signifies the calling of Israel to judgment. I'm telling you that, and I want you to hear this, we former slaves, we're still slaves in the United States of America. It's not that they don't beat us with whips anymore. They charge us high interest rates, or the government will go in and break the law by reducing your retirement income. Like here in the state of Michigan, and the Constitution of 1963 on page 44, retirement income is not to be reduced. But that just shows you, because it has been reduced since January of 2011, and I can say that because it has happened to me. And one of the reasons why I cannot pay for my program to continue, because they're taking, government has changed the law. They make the law, and then another one come in later and change the law. So that's why I say the Edomites, they make the law and change the law, and no one can do anything about it. Even if you send a letter to the Department of Justice showing that Michigan Constitution, and it gets stuck in the stock room, not stock room, or the mailing room. At least that's what they sent me a letter. It's in the mailing room. So no one at the Department of Justice, even though that I sent them a letter, I sent that to the former Department of Justice. Now, let's go a little bit further. The Day of Atonement, that's September the 23rd and 24th, and that signifies the people cleansing themselves from their sins and purifying the holy temple. What they are doing is confessing their sins. And then the last, September the 28th through October the 5th, it's the Feast of Tabernacles, or the Feast of Shelters, or Booths. And that feast lasts for 8 days. And what else I want to tell you? I want to review Jeremiah. We just finished reading that book. What I can remember out of that is chapter 10, verse 2. It tells us not to learn the ways of the heathen. Listen, black folk around the world who were parents, were grandparents, were ex-slaves, we are not the heathens, and we are not to be dismayed. Dismayed means horrified at the signs of heaven, because they're talking about on September the 28th, they're supposed to become a blood moon, and when you have four consecutive blood moons, then there will be a change, and the change is the rulers of this earth will no longer be the ruler. Someone else will be ruling. And I hope, well, if it's our Father in heaven, then change your ways so that we can all go there. In the Bible, it says Israel and Judah. We know we're going to go. Change your ways just a little bit. And then another thing that's in Jeremiah chapter 10, it talks about the custom of the heathens that is vain, that's useless. They go into the forest and cut down a tree, and they dig it with silver and gold, and I'm thinking that's tinsel, and they fasten that tree down with a hammer and nails so that it will not move, and that's Christmas to me. Another thing that we learned in Jeremiah is the city of Teman, and that's by Yemen. That's in Saudi Arabia. That was news to me. And then I looked up Teman. You'll find it in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 3. And there it says God is from Teman. So, and then I also read something that says Mecca is the mystery of Babylon. And I got that off the computer. And then we learned that Moab and Ammon, they are going to be destroyed. They are ancestral children of Lot. Read about Sodom and Gomorrah. I forget where that was. That's in the book of Genesis. I forget what chapter, but those were the things that I learned from reading Jeremiah, and I think those are some important things. Now, let's get to the most important thing. Let's turn to the book of this. We're reading from the New Testament, the book of Mark, if I can hurry up and get there. Matthew, Mark. Okay, let's start reading from the book of Matthew. The title is John the Baptist Prepares the Way. Now listen, see, while it's on my mind, next Sabbath will probably be my last broadcast for a while until I can get money to come on this program. And I love coming on this program. But maybe God is sending me in a new direction. I am unable to log on to Blog Talk Radio. What I do is call in. And I think next week is my last program for a while. Perhaps I will be able to come back. Let's read Mark chapter 1, verse 1. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophets, and they're talking about the Old Testament, I believe. Behold, I send my messenger before your face, which shall prepare the way before you. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of Yah the Lord. Make his paths straight. John did baptize in the wilderness and preach the baptism of repentance. Repentance means to turn from your sin and for remission of sin. Remission means forgiveness. And that's what John preached, preparing the way for Jesus Christ. His name is Yahshua, but the Edomites changed it to Jesus. Let's read verse 5. And there went out unto all the land of Judea, and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river of Jordan, confessing. Confessing means admitting their sins. Verse 6. And John was clothed with camel's hair and with a girdle of skin about his loins. And a girdle is something that holds you together. And loins, that's his groin area or where his private parts. So he had a girdle of skin around his loins. And he did eat locusts and wild honey, and preaching, saying, there comes one mightier than I after me, the latches of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And some people will say, well, what's the Holy Ghost? It is the Holy Spirit. And we must worship our Father in heaven in spirit and in truth. You'll find that in John chapter 4, verse 24, I think you'll find it there. Now let's move on. Verse 9. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and was baptized of John in the Jordan. And straightway, immediately, coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open, and the Spirit like a dove descending. Descending means coming down upon him. And there came a voice from heaven, saying, you are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. I lost my position for a moment. When the word thou, T-H-O-U, the T-H-E-E, I'm going to say you for those words instead of thee and thou. Verse 12, and immediately the Spirit driven him into the wilderness, and there he was, and he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan, and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered unto him. Ministered means they cared for him. Verse 14, and now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. Now, what was he preaching, sheep? You're right. He was preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. Now, gospel, I have been told, means good news, but in my dictionary, it says message. So I'm going to say that Jesus came preaching the message of the gospel of the kingdom of God. The message of the kingdom of God. That's what Jesus preached. Verse 15, and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye. Repent you. Remember, repent means to turn from your sins. And be baptized. Now, and believe the gospel. So, believe preaching. I do not answer phone calls while I'm my program. So please hang up. Let me finish reading. Verse 16. Now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, come after me. Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. And straightway, that means immediately, they forsook. Forsook means they left or they abandoned their nets and followed him. And when he had gone a little further, thence means from that place, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who also were in the ship, mending their nets. Well, I have 90 seconds left, and I will finish this reading next Sabbath. I'm trying to figure out where I left off at verse 20. So we'll come back to Mark 1, verse 20. Let us have a closing word of prayer, sheep. Our Father in heaven, we thank you. We sheep thank you for your constant protection from the evil one who attacks us on every side. Even now, I will not be coming back on the air for a little while until I'm able to afford this broadcast. I thank you for watching over us, Father, in Yeshua's name, also known as Jesus. Amen. Remember, sheep, take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be with you next time.